Let's bow our heads. Close our eyes. In the presence of the Almighty God. And let's bow our hearts also reverently. As we offer a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you this morning for this special occasion in the history of mankind. Lord, we thank you very much for your grace that has brought us safe thus far in this year 2026. Thank you very much, Lord, for the special meetings we had 2 weeks ago, which ended 2 days ago. We appreciate your blessings. We thank you for your visitation in the midst of your people. Thank you for laying these special meetings in the heart of your servant. We thank you very much for souls that have been saved. We thank you very much for deliverances you have wrought. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for higher heights you have taken your people. We pray thee, O Lord our God, that the labor of love will never be in vain.
Amen.
You see how more in store for us. We commit these Easter meetings into your almighty hands. May you be gracious unto us.
Amen.
You have brought us into your house. Lord, be merciful unto us.
Amen.
May we not come just as at other times.
Amen.
Father God, may you do something special in our lives.
Amen.
Lord, take absolute control of this atmosphere.
Amen.
We thank you very much for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the instrument users. Thank you very much for our deacons, our trustees. Thank you for the computer operators. Thank you for the engine operators. Thank you for our brother in the broadcasting room. We thank you for the audience this morning. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the hymns and the choruses that have been sung and the special number. Oh God, we thank you for Calvary.
Yes.
May we never forget it, O Lord.
Amen.
May ever be remembered in our life every day, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Because that is where, O Lord, our salvation was purchased. Our redemption was purchased. Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
Our Father and our God, you have brought us from far and near. We will not come here in vain.
Amen.
Minister unto our needs.
Amen.
Take me as a man out of the way. Help my brother the interpreter with me this morning.
Amen.
Have your way, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Oh God of all glory, all that you have in store for us, in these 3 days of 4 meetings, may none of us ever miss it, O Lord.
Amen.
Grant it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Remember your servants, O Lord our God, Pastor Bagia and Kaduna for the convention, Brother Samuel Fagweson, O Lord our God, in Satele, Lord, and our brother Deomi in Benin this morning. We pray that your grace will be their sufficiency.
Amen.
Lord, may you borrow their vessels.
Amen.
Use them to be channels of blessing to your people.
Amen.
Bless those conventions in the country.
Amen.
And all the nations of the world. May your grace come and minister to the needs of your people.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Amen.
Lord, may we not go back the same we came in, O Lord.
Yes.
We don't want to leave this place worse people. We want to leave this place better citizens of your kingdom.
Amen.
Have your way, Father.
Yes.
Speak, Lord. Your people are listening.
Amen.
May you open our understanding.
Amen.
Grant unto us the spirit of revelation.
Amen.
Blessed be your name forever.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. Please be seated. Welcome ourselves to church this morning. Even to this Easter meetings. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for sparing our lives. To witness another Easter season. God bless you. We thank the Lord again for the special meetings which ended 2 days ago. It's such a wonderful time. Brother Sam, you spoke yesterday, asked me to build the church for him. Also, Brother Adeobi.
Back on now, Arakunrin Adeobi.
Brother Sam sent a text message, I mean, a WhatsApp message last Sunday morning.
Ni ojo to koja Arakunrin Sam said won fi ise to ranse sori ago WhatsApp.
Somehow the thing hanged.
Ṣùgbọ́n iṣẹ́ náà ó dúró ságbèrè méjì
gbọ́lé. He told me later that network problem is there at Ekuma.
Lẹ́yìn ọ̀rọ̀ yìí, wọ́n wá sọ fún ọ pé network ò da níbi tí wọ́n wà ní Ekuma.
So he asked me to greet the church for him.
Nítorí náà wọ́n ní ká kí ìjọ fún wọn.
And said that he appreciate the brethren for their calls.
Wọ́n ní wọ́n mọ rírì àwọn ará fún ìpè wọn.
And your prayers and your text messages.
Àti àdúrà àti àwọn iṣẹ́ tá a tẹ̀ ránṣẹ́ sí wọn.
God bless you.
Kí ló wá bùkún fún yín.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Without wasting much of our time.
Láì fi àkókò ṣòfò.
We are going to sing hymn 34.
A ó kọ orin 24 nínú ìwé orin wa.
Hymn 34. Christ our Redeemer.
Christi
died on the cross.
Rapada, to glory ki apelebo.
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross.
rere to je otito wa wa lafia ati abu labe je na nigba na ore okoja nigba ti mo ba ri eje na nigba ti mo ba ri eje na mi o re okoja
That is the promise of God.
Eyi ni lere Olorun.
To the children of Israel.
Si awon mo Israeli.
In the book of Exodus.
Ninu iwe Exodus.
When God was to bring them out of the land of bondage.
Nigba ti Olorun fe mu won kuro ninu ile
igboju. From under Pharaoh and Egyptians.
Labe Pharaoh ati awon ara Egypt.
Oh glory be to God.
Oni foruko Olorun.
Say this night I am passing through the land of Egypt.
Ni ale yi won la ile Egypt koja.
And when I see the blood.
Nigba ti mo ba ri eje na.
I will pass over you.
O re yin koja.
Then the angel of death will not be able to come to your house. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank God for Easter period. Oh, the prophet made us to know. Calvary should be remembered every day. We are not what the people call maybe celebration. They've just finished their 40 days of Lenten fast. Well, we know that such a thing is not in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But Calvary should be remembered every day in your life, in my life, as believers, as Christians. Oh, glory be to God. So, by the grace of God, this morning, the sermon you have had one time or the other, welcome my brethren from Bakatari. I hope you are here this morning. Can you please raise up your hand if you are here this morning from Bakatari? Can you raise up your hand? Bakatari brethren, can you please raise up your hand? Bakatari brethren, can you raise up your hands? I begin to say Yoruba, and you are about Bakatari. You know what you say? You are about to
Bakatari.
One, see? Oh, you are Juni. One, what? Merciful God. Everyone, all of them. Thank God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we appreciate our Heavenly Father. Let's stand up on our feet. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of St. Matthew.
See, we Matthew
the last two verses, verses 47 and 48. Matthew chapter 5. Verses 47 and
48.
If ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? But be ye perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Bi eyin ba ki sin ki kiki awon arakunrin yin ki le eyin se ju awon elomiran lo be gege ki awon agbowo de nse nitori na ki eyin ki o pe bi baba yin tin be le orun ti pe.
May the Lord bless his word this morning to our heart.
Ki Olorun ko fi ibuko si kika ron re.
Please be seated.
E joku.
God bless you.
Oluwa ko gbogbo fun yin.
Once again, welcome ourselves.
Let us see Akira Wakabo.
The church in the name of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God,
I
want to speak on the sermon of perfection, the perfection. I believe the Lord will bless us with it. And they take the sense to higher
eyes.
Robert says a strange text for the night of crucifixion of our Lord. You know, it was preaching in the evening, but this is morning time. The brethren, the people, the church, they must have had different ministers bringing different texts and messages, you know, around this Easter season, this Good Friday. So the woman was bringing this a little different and might refreshing you a little. Amen. And may the blessed Holy Spirit inspire the word now as we take the effort to bring it. Hallelujah. Now we should be able to differentiate as message believers when we are reading the sermon book and when we are in the church and looking into the slide between the capital C church and the small C church, so that we don't mix things together. We know the capital C church is the true church of the living God, the born again believers, the elect, the chosen ones, the bride, those that God foreknew before the foundation of the world, those that were predestinated unto eternal life. And then the small sea church is the church of the world. And Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst." And don't forget that Romans said, God did not promise that he would be the midst of denominations. God bless you. So we start on our sermon this
morning.
The perfection.
57:04:19.
Go to paragraph 8, please. 57:04:19. It was preached on a Good Friday. He had meetings between Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Paragraph 8. God requires perfection. We want to bear that in mind. That there is nothing, just pathway can go in the presence of God. It must be perfect. Our worship, everything must be perfect. And the only way our offering, our worship, can be accepted before the Almighty God is by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now in the Garden of Eden, God had Adam and Eve in the garden, and they sinned and transgressed the laws of God by disobedience. And disobedience is the transgression of the law. We all know what happened. God told Adam and Eve eat of all the trees in the garden. For the tree of knowledge of good and of evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Then you eat thereof, you die. You all know the story. And the law of God, him being holy, just unadulterated holy. Therefore, no spot of unholiness can ever stand in his presence. So if sin came in the world by transgression, then sin must be dealt with before the sinner can ever stand in the presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if there is no law, then there is no justice. But law, but justice requires a law. And the law, when it is called on, it projects justice. Now, by the law, no flesh shall be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the law cannot save us. The law was just the thing that put us in jail. But it has no redeeming power. The law only showed us that we were sinners and condemned us. That is what the law is to do. It brings condemnation or to show you where your mistake is. So the law in itself could not save. It could only prosecute. And God, being holy and just, you have to have a prosecution. You have to prosecute the sinner because he had overstepped the boundaries of grace and had become a law-breaking citizen. Then he must be dealt with. And every law has a penalty. For the penalty of transgressing God's law is death. And it has to project death, and it has to project death to the human race. And all of the human race is under the penalty of this law. Now, when Adam and Eve had sinned, there was no way, no other remedy that they could ever stand in the presence of God again except this sin was dealt with. And no man can commit a sin of any type, no matter how little or how big. That individual sin has to be dealt with before the one who committed it can ever stand in the presence of the Holy God. So therefore, when Adam and Eve had sinned and had transgressed the law, they were subjects of death, and the law had to be executed. Therefore, it put all the human race under the penalty of death. And if you can only settle down for a few moments now in our thinking and look at this great picture and remember that every person here is included in this. Every man and woman, child, is included in this penalty of death by the transgression of the head of the human race, Adam. Every one of us fell victim of sin. And sin must be dealt with. And so God, in his great infinity, the law was separate, was to separate the sinner from his maker.
nípa kúrò nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ̀.
Then he become annihilated and totally annihilated.
Kí a bá lè sọ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ nù pátápátá tó lè di ohun tí a ní rí mọ́.
There will be no way for him to ever come back unless that sin was dealt with.
Kò sí ọ̀nà tí ènìyàn lè padà gbà wá mọ́ bí kò ṣe pé a yanjú ìṣòro ti ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yìí.
And it will be very easy then.
Yóò wá rọrùn nígbà náà.
To believe in a total annihilation of the sin at the end.
Láti gbàgbọ́ nínú ìparẹ́ ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ ní ìkẹyìn.
For he is completely forever separated from the presence of God.
Nítorí pé ní pátápátá títí ayé ló ti yapa kúrò
níwájú Ọlọ́run. And we know that the death we are talking about.
A sì mọ ikú tà ń sọ
yìí. Eternal separation from God.
Ó jẹ́ ìyapa pátápátá kúrò lọ́dọ̀
Ọlọ́run. Now notice this sin.
Kíyèsí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yìí.
And how God being just.
Àti bí Ọlọ́run ṣe jẹ́ olódodo.
And he could do nothing else but be just.
Ṣé o lè ṣe kankan míì bí kò ṣe kó jẹ́ olódodo?
For he is the resource of all justice.
Òun ni orísun gbogbo jíjẹ́ òdodo.
Then there will be nothing else for him to do but to place the penalty of this transgression.
Kò wá sí kankan tí Ọlọ́run lè ṣe nítorí òdodo rẹ̀ bí kò ṣe kó mú ìdájọ́ wá sí orí
ìkọjá. And the penalty was death.
Ìjìyà yìí sì ni ikú.
For he said.
Tó gbọ́ wípé.
The day you eat thereof.
Ní ọjọ́ tẹ bá jẹ nínú
rẹ̀. That day you shall surely die.
Ọjọ́ náà dandan ẹ kú.
Now it is a dark picture we have here.
Ó jẹ́ àwòrán dúdú kan la níní.
But then if we go back.
But a ó bá padà sẹ́yìn.
Just a little further.
Sí ní ta padà sẹ́yìn díẹ̀.
And find out the very attributes of God.
Ká wá wo kí ni àwọn ìwà ìdá Ọlọ́run.
The Bible plainly tells us.
Bíbélì sọ fún wa ní gbangba.
That God is love.
Pé Ọlọ́run wa o ìfẹ́ ni.
But yet being love.
Mọ̀ síbẹ̀síbẹ̀ bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ìfẹ́ ni.
He has to be just.
Ó gbúdọ̀ jẹ́ olódodo.
So love does not mean just a thing that can be petty.
Ìfẹ́ ò túmọ̀ sí nǹkan tá lè fọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ mú.
And play with.
Tá lè fọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ mú.
Love is the justice of God.
Ìfẹ́ gan ni ìdájọ́ òdodo Ọlọ́run.
And when God saw that his children had transgressed his law.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run rí pé àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ ti ré kọjá òfin rẹ̀.
And that they must die the death.
Tí wọ́n sì gbúdọ̀ ku ikú náà.
Then sovereign love step in to make a way.
Nítorí náà ìfẹ́ tó ga tó tayọ gbogbo yìí ó wọlé wá láti lànà fún wa.
For God saw that these children was to be absolutely totally annihilated from his presence.
Gbogbo Ọlọ́run ti rí pé pẹ̀lú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yìí o àwọn ọmọ òun yóò di ohun tí ó parẹ́ tí ó kúrò níwájú òun.
There was nothing else to be done.
Kò sí kankan míì tí ó lè ṣe mọ́.
For they had transgressed his law.
Torí pé ó ti ré kọjá òfin Ọlọ́run.
And the penalty of his law was death.
Ìjìyà fún ìrékọjá yìí sì ni ikú.
And then love of God the love of God went out for his subjects.
Nígbà náà ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run jáde lọ sí àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀.
And when divine love is projected.
Nígbà tí a bá sì fi ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run hàn.
Sovereign grace produces the object of the love.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run tó tayọ gbogbo yóò mú ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run wá.
And God.
Ọlọ́run.
By foreknowledge.
Nípa ìmọ̀tẹ́lẹ̀ rẹ̀.
When he loved his race so well.
Tó fẹ́ràn ìrẹ́ ènìyàn dáradára bẹ́ẹ̀.
Yet with the penalty.
Síbẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìjìyà yìí.
He called the substitutionary death to take place in the Garden of Eden.
Ó wá mú kí ikú ìrọ́pò ikú tó gba ipò wọn kó wà nínú ọgbà Edeni.
That was. He substituted an innocent creature.
Ó fi ẹ̀dá kan tí ò mọwọ́ tí ò mọ sẹ̀ rọ́pò wọn.
A little lamb that knew no sin.
Ọ̀dọ́ àgùntàn kan tí ò mọ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
And it went for a substitute.
Ó sì rọ́pò wọn.
To walk.
Láti ṣe kíni.
And to die instead of the guilty sinner.
Láti ṣiṣẹ́ kó sì kú ní ipò ẹlẹ́jẹ̀ tó jẹ̀bi.
And it was a lamb slay.
Ó sì jẹ́ ọ̀dọ́ àgùntàn kan
tá a pa. To hold the life of God's subjects.
Àti ẹ̀mí àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀
fún. Glory.
Ògo ní gbogbo
Ọlọ́run. All through the Old Testament.
Nínú gbogbo májẹ̀mú láláí.
They offer the blood of lambs and goats.
Ni wọ́n máa ń ta ẹ̀jẹ̀ ewúrẹ́ àti màálù.
Sheep, bulls and heifers.
Ewúrẹ́ àti efa.
A substitutionary death.
Ọmọ màálù fún ìrọ́pò ikú.
But all in the great economy of God.
Wọ́n gbogbo rẹ̀ nínú ọrọ̀ ajé ńlá Ọlọ́run.
There was back in his mind the real object coming.
Ní gbogbo àkókò iná ni ó ti wà lókàn àyà Ọlọ́run ojúlówó ohun tí ó kù náà ń bọ̀ wá.
So all those sheep, the sheep, the goat, the bull, the ashes of Efa.
Bí àwọn ewúrẹ́, àgùntàn, àgbò àti.
Eru.
Ifari.
Abomalu. Yeah. Then were shadows of the real object that was to come.
Àwọn wọ̀nyí jẹ́ òjìjí ojúlówó ẹbọ tí ń bọ̀ wá.
And the real object was to come.
Ojúlówó ẹbọ tí ń bọ̀
wá. Was his only begotten son.
Náà sì ni ọmọ bíbí rẹ̀ kan ṣoṣo.
All the lambs that died were only a shadow. And a shadow is only the negative side of an object. And they only spoke of Calvary coming. Now for a picture of this, let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Hebrews. Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise, praise be to our God. Hebrews chapter 10. Wonderful. Professor, I just love the word. The word is the truth.
Oh,
brothers, sisters, all the days of our life, we will ever be thankful and grateful unto the Almighty God for sending Malachi for prophet, messenger across our path.
Oh,
what a great deliverance God has wrought in our lives. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh man. And I like to read it, to read the word before my congregation. Because I know that in the judgment, I will stand with them. And I'm going to give an account. And if I bring it from the word, then I will not be guilty. Because it is the word. And God is responsible for his word. Praise the Lord.
And you know, hallelujah.
Then the woman spoke, said certain things.
So,
now, hallelujah. Paragraph 26, my brother. Let's move on quickly. Paragraph 26. So, on this great occasion, this morning, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would like to read from God's eternal word. Now we realize that the law existed for many years, but the law could never take away sin. As I've said in the past, it was just a jailhouse. It was the great detective that told you what you had done but had no remedy to deliver you. It put you in the pawn shop. But there was no redeemer to take you out with it. It only pleases you. Let you know that you were a sinner. But now notice Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 10. We'll do it here as the prophet break it and then continue. But I just want us to be in the spirit and follow on. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come. Follow. Shadow of good things to come, the law. And not the image of the things can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the comer thereunto perfect.
Wọn kò lè fi ẹbọ kan náà tí wọn ń rú nígbà gbogbo lé ọdọọdún mú àwọn tí ń wá síbẹ̀ di pípẹ́.
The prophet said, remember, it was a shadow of an image to come.
Ó jẹ́ òjìji ohun tí ń bọ̀ wá.
A shadow only introduces that there is an image making the shadow.
Òjìji ó ń fi hàn wípé nǹkan kan wà níbì kan o tí òjìji rẹ̀ ń tàn yí o.
Paragraph 28.
Àpapọ̀ gbólo.
And God, in the beginning, required perfection. Jesus, when he came to earth, he said, be ye perfect, like God in heaven is perfect. And if the Lord cannot make a sinner, cannot save a sinner, If law imprison a sinner, if law is a detective, if law is a policeman, if law imprisoned man, then man could not be perfected before God. And God requires perfection. And the law, having a shadow of things to come,
who
never made the worshipper perfect. You get the picture? Now let's go again, so you'll be sure not to miss it. God requires perfect holiness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No man can stand in his image with one little speck of sin. Jesus witnessed, he said, and said, be ye perfect. Just like God in heaven is perfect. And the Bible said that the law could never, with his sacrifices, make the comma perfect. Then the law could not perfect anything. It's only a pointer. These sacrifices made every year will never make the worshipper perfect. So therefore, no one under the law, or keeping of laws, or under the shadows, could be perfect. Then verse 2 says, let's follow now. Verse 2 says, for then would they not have ceased to be offered? That is verse 2. Okay, God bless my brother. That is, if they could make the worshipper perfect, then they would not have ceased. I'm coming, please. Bear with me. Are you there? Thank you, my brother. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If the law,
the
sheep,
the
ram, the goats, the bull, the whatever, and the ashes of Ephah, that God required
dead.
Don't forget that they were shadows. It was pointing to the real image coming. That is the real Lamb at Calvary. So the Bible is now saying, poured by the Holy Spirit. If those things could have made the people perfect, then they would not have ceased to be offered continually. Because that the worshippers, once purged, should have no more conscience of sins. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Listen. If there's anything that I can do to make myself perfect in the presence of God, then Christ did not have to die for me. If there is any one thing that you can do that will merit anything in the presence of God, then Christ died in vain. No law keeping. No legalistic ideas of yours. None of your own holiness. Oh, do good. Be this, be that. Don't steal. Don't cheat. Don't lie. Look, if the word of God is inside your heart, if the Holy Ghost is in there, those things are bygone. Don't lust. Don't commit adultery. Those are laws. Don't commit fornication. All those kind of things. They could not make the worshiper perfect.
Oh, le so oludosi di pipe.
That is why we are, thank God for, we are not Muslims. Just do good. Like I said one time, I was at a place. I had two women. In the message, they were just talking. I was in the room. I was
saying,
ah.
Let's just be doing good.
Let's just be good,
doing good.
I say, oh goodness. Upon all the things that these people are hearing, let us just be doing good. And they were doing it, oh. And the thing that this thing is God is the thing that will take them to heaven. Oh goodness. We thank God for Malachi
4.
We thank God for the word of God. Without the blood, you cannot be saved. I mean the blood of Jesus Christ. We are coming. We are coming. Praise the Lord. No blood keeping. No legalistic ideas of yours. None of your own holiness. No things that you could quit doing. Quit lying. Quit stealing. Quit smoking tobacco. Quit going to the picture shows. Still, you are lost. Nothing can do it. Joining churches, rituals, ceremonies, baptisms, others of the small city church. Reading of priests, saying of prayers, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. It is written. That is their creed. And every Sunday, every service day, they read it. And the congregation will be replying the priest or the reverend or the pastor. Well, they don't have pastors in Anglican churches and things like that. Methodists, they have reverend. And they'll be reading this thing. God have mercy upon us. We have done the thing we ought not to do. We have transgressed your law. Have mercy upon us, Father. Have mercy upon your servant.
Listen,
Christians are not servants of God. Christians are children. And they read these things. They have prayer that they read. In every ceremony. Oh, God is good. All those things will count nothing. You are lost. No one, not one thing can you do in yourself. For you are a sinner under condemnation. And there's not no way within yourself or any creed or anything that you could do or think of yourself that could merit one thing in the presence of God, because you are a sinner to begin with. And the Bible declares that we are all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. So as we are here, we all know that none of us can say I was born a Christian. If you are thinking that, then you are a breaker of the word. Because the psalmist said, as much as the Bible declared it, even God himself said with his own mouth, Jehovah God,
he said,
David was a man after my own heart. Yeah, David, a man after God's own heart, committed adultery. So when he was making his confession before the Almighty God, in Psalm 51, by the inspiration of the Almighty God, he said, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. That's why the prophet said, all of us are involved in this. Man, woman, boys, girls, even the two children. God help us.
Oh Lord, no, no, no.
Oh my. You don't teach your child.
Oh.
No matter how small he is, to be fighting the other one.
My
goodness. I see that with myself, Koroko, with my eyes. When one push the other one. She na the papa and the mama touching
to me.
May God help us.
You
shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Alright, let's move on. That's by the way. Praise the Lord. So the Bible says we are born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world, speaking lies. And God could not take one man to die for the other. Because one is as guilty as the other one. In the presence of God, the
Archbishop,
born in this world, was as guilty as the newest bad fly in the city. One cannot atone for the other. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, he took an innocent lamb, innocent life of an animal, a little lamb. And under the Old Testament, the law was, when the man sins, he brought the lamb to the altar. So if he transgressed any of the commandments, he brought the lamb and he laid his hand on the altar. He laid his hand upon the lamb and he confessed his sin, that he was wrong and knew that he was guilty. The law required death, and he brought the lamb in his stead. God bless you, my brother.
Amen.
The throat of the lamb, of the little animal, was cut, and he began to kick his little feet and bleating. If you ever seen a lamb slaughtered, what a pitiful cry. The poor little fellow trying to bleat, and his little jugular vein is caught. And as he kicks and quivers, and as he straightens out, then quivers again, and bleeds, and the blood gushing out, he bent his little wool and the worshipper's hands. And as the worshipper realizing for committing adultery, for lying, stealing, whatever his guilt was,
or
even thinking, whatever it was in the least shadow, he was guilty because it was his nature. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was his nature. That Adamic nature was there. He was a guilty person. Not maybe by desire, but by nature, he was guilty. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he had to recognize that this innocent little lamb died in his place. And he felt sorry for the little thing. But the man, as soon as the lamb finally died, with the blood of the lamb upon his hands, he walked from the building with the same desire in his heart, that he had at the beginning. The same desire. Oh my. And that's why verse 2 tells us, for the worshipper, once purged by the blood of Calvary,
have
no more desire for sin. Oh, glory to God. And the life in the blood Okay? Okay? Why? Sorry, why? Because the life that was in the little lamb, life lays in the blood. Your life is in your blood. We know that. And the life in the blood of the lamb was animal lamb. Like, therefore, when his little corpuscles were being broken, and the life went out of the animal, it will not come back on the to the worshipper, because the worshipper was a human being. The blood made a covering, but it could not perfect at all. It could not perfectly at all. That's it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The blood only covered the sin of the man. But
it
could not remove the sin. Because human beings have a higher life than that of animal. Let's move on. For the man left the building with the same desire to sin as he had in the first place. But doing this, he was looking forward to a time when there will be a perfect lamb came. And he did it on the burnt offering, because it was the only way he knew about. So you see, when the blood was pouring and the life went out from the animal, it could not come back on to the man. For one was animal, one was man, an innocent animal to a guilty man. But one day, some 2,000 years ago, the Lamb of God was born in a little manger in Bethlehem and was led like a sheep to his slaughter. We see that in Isaiah 53. Some 1900 years ago, this afternoon, at 3 o'clock, he died. Oh, God. And the spotless, blameless Lamb of God hung on Calvary's cross and died for every sinner. Now, when the worshipper comes to this lamb by faith, and this is a different type of lamb, it is not a lamb like the other. This, no man can come to this lamb. Anybody. After they have done anything they have done, we have flock of goats, flock of sheep and lamb, and cows are there, bulls are there. Maybe it's just to go and meet my neighbor's wife. Sleep with her. Then I will come back now. I have plenty of them in the floor. Or I'll go and buy. Then I bring it to the priest. So they are doing those things. But look at this. No man can come to this lamb except God draws him first. You see God's sovereignty. Glory to God. God's sovereignty.
Kabiyesi. King of kings.
Kabiyosi.
He that no one can ask questions. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's our goal. Oh, I hope this soaks way deep down. down deep now,
the
sovereignty of God.
Look,
God knew he has sheep in this world. He knew he was going to have people to be saved. And his love looked down and saw those who would be saved. Therefore, by foreknowledge, he predestinated the church to meet him yonder without spot or wrinkles. Glory, glory, glory. He predestinated by his foreknowledge. And he put their names in the Lamb, this Lamb book of life. Because this Lamb, now we are talking about, was slain before the foundation of the world. John spoke of it. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And the book of Revelation says, those whose names were not written in that Lamb's book of life that was laid before the foundation of the world. God thought of it. He spoke it. Hallelujah. When he thought of it, of that Lamb, he placed certain names on in that Lamb's book of life, which nothing can remove it. God help us. If God required a church without spot or wrinkle, he had to have something to make it that way. He could not require it. It's justice. His judgment could not let him ask such a thing. If there was a way to make it, so Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He said, no man can come to God the Father except through me. So salvation is not in the church. Salvation is of the Lord from heart to glory. So no church can say. Church means called out
one,
called out, separated unto God, washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's the glorious church. Without spot, without
wrinkle.
It is individual. Individual. Among the Gentiles. Oh, amazing grace. How sweet that sound. Oh, we sang that song. He paid a debt. He did not owe. I owe a debt. I could not pay. I needed someone. Hallelujah. To take my sin away. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. So God, by his foreknowledge, he predestinated certain people. Man, woman, that will be without spot, without wrinkle. A man cannot do it in himself. It's a total failure. God let him see. Let him see that through the law, through the judges, and through all the Old Testament, he sent the prophets, he sent righteous men, and they found out that everyone failed. So God, by sovereign grace, sent from the portals of glory his only begotten Son to take our place. Remember, if you have sent for the Pope of Rome to take it, he could not have done it. If you have said for the Archbishop of Canterbury to do it, he could not have done it. If you have called on the most holy reverend father or bishop of the world, he could not have done it. He would have been just as far rejected as Judas Iscariot was. He couldn't do it because he was born in sin, shed in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies, and needed atonement for himself. Hallelujah. But there came one from the portals of glory, none other, not a man, not a good man, neither a Jew nor a Gentile. He was nothing less than Almighty God. He in human flesh. He came himself to offer his own blood, for he did not come through sex. Sex had nothing to do with it, but he overshadowed a virgin and brought forth a blood cell that he created himself, the innocent one. Then my salvation, yours this morning, does not hinge upon the merits of our own acts. It hinged upon the positive sovereign grace of Almighty God, who has chosen us in him, having predestinated us unto eternal life. He chose us in him. Oh, amazing grace. Grace unmerited. Mercy unmerited. We never worth it. It's so wonderful. Certainly, I could never be perfect. Nor could you never be perfect. And we don't claim to be perfect. But we have this one consolation, that our faith rests in the perfect sacrifice that has already been received. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The one that was offered in the Old Testament was a pointer to the one, the real image that was to come, which was Christ at Calvary. Glory, glory, glory. And Christ, Jesus, our Passover Lamb. God bless you. Our Passover Lamb. Yeah. Has been received. So we are received. Then, how do we know that we get that? When the worshiper puts his hands by faith upon the Lord Jesus Christ, upon the Lord Jesus, and feels the terror of sin and the mark of spit in Jesus' own face, it all. The Lord of glory. And knows that he is guilty. No. Feels the groanings of Gethsemane. The agonies of Calvary. When he was at Gethsemane, he groaned. Death is not easy. He cried. He groaned. He knew the hour has come. Father, if it please you, let this cup pass over me. Let this cup of death, let it pass over me. Brothers and sisters, that's why we should always remember Calvary every day. Never mind. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Sis, bro, think of it. When Judas came that night, with the army, from the high priest, and people gave me multitude with torches and sword, And state.
Ati opa.
Kumo.
Ati kumo.
Opa la son ton kankan. Kumo.
Non mu kumo won wa.
They came.
Won wa.
Friend.
Ore.
Retain thou the son of man. With a kiss.
Pelu ifenu konubi.
He asked the people.
Obe lo awon eyan na.
Who are you seeking for?
Tale wa.
They said we are seeking for Jesus.
Then
we said they fed that. And fed. I believe that was enough for them. To bring conviction for them. But because they are ordained unto condemnation. It's not to bring fear. We are looking for Jesus. Once they mentioned the name of Jesus, they started back and fed. If not because he surrendered himself, they could not have taken it. But Jesus, he gave himself for you. He gave himself for me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know that he's guilty.
No.
And the sinner now, coming to Jesus now. Lay your hand of faith upon Christ now.
He said,
look, faith coming by hearing. Hearing the word of God. Oh my. May God help us. And confess his sin correctly. Confess his sin correctly. And say, oh, blessed Lord. I am guilty. And I have no other way but you to help me. You are bidding. The Holy Ghost has come and bids me come. Brothers and sisters, young folks, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou bidst me to come unto thee. Oh, Lamb of God, nothing in my hands I bring, Lord, save to thy cross I cling. May God help us.
How
are we treating Jesus like this?
How
are we treating the word of God like this? Jesus is on your hand this morning. And I know, and now by faith, accept Jesus as my personal Savior. Listen, look at it. That life that comes from him on Calvary, called the Holy Ghost, which was hid in the blood shed of the Lord Jesus, returns to the worshipper and baptizes him in the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ. It's simple. Simple gospel message. Listen. Did anybody force you to go to water? Or you only had it from the pulpit? When you have not truly made up your mind, how can you come to the water? Don't you know? Listen, boy or girl. Don't you know? If you have heard that somebody was deep in the water and suffocated, and
die.
Then you will be afraid to come. This is the word of God. The word of God says, repent. And what they say, you confess your sin correctly. Then you go to water. How can you come to the minister in the water? And you will not allow the water to cover you. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. And then you think you are secure? God help us. Christ, our Passover lamb, 45, my brother, 45, is already judged. You don't have to worry about judgment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to worry about judgment. Your sins already judged. Upon Christ at Calvary. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
You are coming. God help us. As I turn and look. And look at that little crucifix. I realize that represents his body. And now that body has already been judged. God can't justly judge it again. For it is already judged. Listen, God swung the judgments of death upon that body. And as long as I can find a way to get it on in that body, his judgment was so for me and for you. We are free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As long as I can find myself under that body, then me, I'm free. You are free. Because God accepted Jesus as your sacrifice, as my sacrifice. When he paid his blood, life is in the blood. When he paid for your salvation, for my salvation, for your sin, and for my sin, with his own body, his own blood, that holy blood. It was the blood of God himself. Then God has accepted him. Then we are free. And then Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. There you are. No condemnation. I don't care what comes or goes. What goes. You are hid beneath the blood. Amen.
Amen.
And again, how do we get into that body? 1 Corinthians 12:13 says that by one spirit, how does the spirit come? Through the sacrifice. Christ. Jesus was God's sacrifice for our sin. When you come under the blood, when you truly repent of your sin and you are baptized in water, the prophet is assuring you and me here that the Holy Spirit, that light that came out of him when he was pierced on this side, that day at Calvary, on that Good Friday, the light that went out of him now comes into the life of the worshipper. Glory be to God. Why couldn't the animal come back? It was an animal. The animal spirit could not come to the human spirit and do anything to it. Because the human spirit was a higher life higher line of life than the animal. Animal does not have soul. It is human being like you and me that have soul. Therefore, animal only have spirit and body. That is why the life that was shed, no, the life that went out of the blood of the animal. Listen, life is in the blood. The blood could only cover the sin of human being in the Old Testament, pointing to the true object at Calvary that is to come. Now God has come in the body of Jesus Christ, shed his only blood at Calvary this day 2,000 years ago.
Now,
the life that came, that holy blood of God. That holy blood of God. Not born by sex. Jesus was not born like you and me was born. You and me were born by papa and mama relationship. But thank God, those whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life that was laid before the foundation of the world by the blood of the Lamb. That was the one that their names were written there. Only those ones can come. And when you come, you are free from sin. You are free from condemnation. God now takes your sin and dump it into the sea of forgetfulness. It does not come into the mind of God anymore. Then you are justified. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day.
Ojo iyanu ni eleyi.
Day I will never forget.
Ojo ti mo ni gbagbe laye.
After I've wandered in darkness away.
Leyi ti mo ti rin ninu okunkun aye.
Jesus, my Savior, I met.
Mo wa pade Jesu olurapada mi.
Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend.
Iru ife ore alaanu onife ni eleyi.
Oh, my love.
To pe eru okan mi.
You said,
oh,
heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. When at the cross, the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. The prophet said in this sermon that it was at Calvary man was circumcised back to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Ogo ni fa Olorun.
Think of it, sinner friend, this morning. It was at Calvary. Man was circumcised back to God. But the Bible says more than packing flowers.
Oh,
he said it was at Calvary that peace and safety was met. At Calvary.
Amen.
It's wonderful. The perfection. Let me repeat. So that you get it again. Verse 1. No, Psalm 1. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. Look, brother. Look, sister. Young or old. You must have that perfection. Personal relationship experience with Christ. Personal experience. Now, when we are singing, you put yourself here. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Then, not day we will never forget. Day I will never forget. After I wondered in darkness away. Jesus, my Savior, amen. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend.
Ore alanu
woni. He met the need of my heart. Oh, glory. He met the need of my heart.
Oh, by no coming by day.
Amen. I need salvation. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Jesus met it for me. At Calvary. You must have that personal testimony. Shadow dispelling. With joy, I am telling. He made all my darkness depart. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Calvary did it.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why the Passover lamb. Jesus.
Did
for you and me. No more condemnation. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So the reason why the animal blood could not take away the sin of man there in the Old Testament, well, because animal has no soul. And the life, and only human beings have soul. So the life that was in the blood could not take away sin of man. That's why they continue to remember their sin. And they come continually. But we are coming down. We are coming down. Glory be to God. Glory. Yeah. The animal spirit could not come to the human spirit and do anything to it. Because the human spirit was a higher line of life than the animal. But no other man's spirit will come back. If you got the spirit of some ancestor, it is spiritualism. Oh, thank God. God delivered as many as are idol worshippers in this message. He delivered them from idol worship. It's wonderful, amazing grace. But God himself came that his own spirit, which is the highest line of spirit there is, can come back by the form of the baptism of the Holy Spirit to the worshipper through the blood of Christ and take him into the body of Christ. What are you waiting for? God bless you. Amen. Now, from the scripture we read, God wants us to jump into verse 12. Hebrews chapter 10. Oh. We thank God for the seven church age messenger, to whom God gave the authority to interpret the scriptures today. Was that glad in your heart? Verse 12. Upon all those things. Now look at this. Verse 12 says, are you there, brother? Verse 12. But this man. What man? The bishop? No. The Pope? No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat on the right hand of God. This man offered one sacrifice for sin and sat on the right hand of God. Verse 13 says, from henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Verse 14 says, for by one offering he had perfected forever Them that are sanctified.
Àwọn tí a sọ di mímọ́, ó ti mú wọn pé títí
láyé. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
There you are. By one sacrifice.
Nípa ẹbọ kan ṣoṣo.
Sorry, by one offering.
Nípa ìrúbọ kan.
He appeared. They have. They have. Brother, give us this thing. Let the congregation answer the word of God. What's happening? Oh, mercy. Okay, listen, church. But by one offering, he had perfected. Then the brother is asking, they have? He has. Who? Christ. Christ has perfected forever. Them that are sanctified. There you are. That is the answer. That is the answer to the death of Christ. That is the answer to Calvary. That's where our perfection lives. One offering. He has perfected forever. Them that are sanctified. Glory be to God. And you go to Romans. Romans chapter
8.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter
8.
Let's read verse
29.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. Among many brethren. Verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he called is only those that were predestinated by his foreknowledge. He called. And then that and whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified.
Amen.
That's our God. Therefore, in Christ, we stand blameless, perfected in the presence of God Almighty. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
We are underprivileged. We are underprivileged people with our own doctrines. We have all been taught that we have to get up to a certain place. We have to do a certain thing. No, my brother. It is nothing you have done. It is what God did for you. We are now. If we are justified by faith, we are perfected forever in the presence of God. That is the word of God. God's work can never fail. Amen. Therefore, then Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect. Then it was perfected forever. God, through the death of Christ, 1900 years ago today, or let's say 2000 years ago, yes sir, perfected the believer that he foresaw before the foundation of the world. He perfected them forever. And those who he has called,
see,
he has justified. Those who he foreknew, he has called. Those who he has called, he has justified. Those who he has justified, he has already glorified. Lower, lower. Not tomorrow. Not in the future. Now. He has perfected his believers. Amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. What do you mean? Now the Bible now goes back to verse 1. The law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, of those of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which was offered year by year, continually made the comer thereof, no, the worshipper thereunto perfect.
Prophet
said, watch perfect. So that's what you are talking about. For then they could not have ceased to be offered. That is, if they could have made those worshippers under the blood of goats and bulls perfect, they would not have ceased being offered. He said, because that the worshippers once purged, you have no more conscience of sin. What do you mean? The word conscience there and the right interpretation is desire.
Because
the blood of God, which was sacrificed for you and me on the cross of Calvary, in the person of Jesus Christ, removed sin completely. And what is sin? Unbelief. Then we stand justified. Then we stand perfect before God forever. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God bless you. If a man comes, the worshipper, correctly before Christ, seeing Jesus offering and he offers himself to Christ and says, oh Lord, there is nothing in me that can atone.
Oh,
nothing can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for my sin at all. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. Glory be to God. No other fount. I know nothing. Nothing, I said nothing. But the blood of Jesus. Oh, we thank God for those hymns. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
We sing with understanding. We sing in the spirit. We sing by revelation. Oh my. Oh my. The desire is no more there. Young boys. Young girls. I don't know. May God help you. Don't make water baptism just something for Jik and Harry. Congregation, you may not understand what I'm saying. But I'm free here behind this pulpit. Be careful. Anybody. Once you have known the truth, don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ under your feet anymore. If you don't mean it from the depth of your heart, don't step into that place. I'm saying it from the depth of my heart. I love you, brothers and sisters. Young boys and girls, I love you. You must make up your mind before you go to that place. Don't make the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't make water baptism a mockery.
Ni oruko Jesu di ohun awewa.
When you do it from the depth of your heart, God, who sees the heart, is able. Is able to sanctify you and fill you in the Holy Spirit. Listen, church, it is more than beating drums. It is more than beating guitar, playing guitar. It is more than beating playing keyboard there, piano and organ. It is more than being at the computer, something there. It is more than being on the engine, something there. It is more than just being in the room there. It is more than being a preacher. It is more than that. May God help us. You must have a touch of God in your soul. Do you sorry for your sin? Unbelief. You say you are baptized in water. You are still packing girls. Oh, you are making mockery of the blood. Repent before it is too late. You say you have been baptized in water. You are still lusting after men. You young girls. Repent before it is too late. No one will follow you to your school. Papa will not be there. Mama will not be there. Brother may not be there. But remember, there is an unseen eye watching you. In your business too. In your place of work. When you are alone. If you are dealing with men in your work, in your business. If you are dealing with women, feel it. In your business, there's an unseen eye watching you. If a man comes, the worshipper, correctly before Christ, sin is suffering. Look at the suffering of Christ on Calvary. And you offer yourself to Christ and say, "Oh Lord, there is nothing in me that can atone, but I'm only depending on you." Then the Holy Spirit comes into your heart. The very same question is settled forever. Glory, glory, glory. For if the law could have done that, then them sacrifices would have not ceased. But be that he could not do it, Christ had to die to make us perfect. Brothers and sisters, God died for you and for me in the person of Christ. Oh, though God could not die in the spirit, he became flesh. Nobody could die like Christ. Nobody could suffer like Christ. May God help us. The prophet gave us a testimony here. He said, "Friends, there are so many things that we could say tonight about the perfection. We are always trying to gouge the eyes of the eyes out of somebody else to make ourselves just a little holier than they are. But if we only look at the picture, it is only God's grace that we are what we are. We are what we are, brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, by the mercy of God, by His foreknowledge, by His sovereign grace. I really want to take your time, but let's just look at this testimony. The prophet was preaching in Ohio. He said he learned a lesson. He was having a meeting there. So one Sunday afternoon, he was to preach. And he felt like hungry. I wanted to go and eat. You talk about the donkard, denomination. Donkard. Yeah. So they always close their restaurant every Sunday. And go to their church. But they said, in that place, because said they were well dressed, decently dressed, clean as they could be. That is their waitresses. May God help us. If you're a caterer, I believe you have the right to tell whoever you employ as waitresses to dress neat. To dress decent. No kind of shorts. Yeah, and then they tear it at the back like this. Are you following me? Who is giving testimony of these donkeys here? Clean, as they could be, very ladylike. Baba said they always wait on them. So it was a little spot of heaven to eat in such a place. Their kitchen was spick and span. So they close up on Sunday as they went to their church. Then that afternoon, he went to ordinary little restaurant. That's 57. God bless you, brother. To get something to eat. So when he got to the door, what did I hear? But a slot machine going. And was standing there, a man of my age, which perhaps was a married man, with his arm around a woman, playing a slot machine. Our very Lord, the protection of our righteousness, of our goods, was standing there violating a thing that it was supposed to be protected. So because it is illegal to gamble in Ohio to play slot machine. And I turn and look, towards the back of the building. There was a bunch of teenage boys and girls. Teenage boys. And an old rock and roll record on the machine playing. A young lady of about 18 years old. Very neatly under anatomy as a woman. But she was standing there with her dress hanging low in the front. And one of those boys with his hands on the girl, where they did not belong. And they were smoking and drinking. And I thought, oh God, how can you stand it? If you don't find yourself in such a condition like this, no, if you don't find yourself as a young boy, as a young girl, it's amazing grace. And I look back over to my right, when I had someone make out a big groan, and there sat an aged woman, probably 60 or 70 years old. She had on those little old vulgar clothes, just about halfway up her limbs. And her poor old wrinkled flesh was just as flabby as it could be. And she had on this here lip makeup. And a great big purple thing on the side of her face, painted. a little pair of shoes on, sandals, with purple toenails, painted, purple fingernails, painted, and her hair was cut real short and curled up and dyed blue. And I looked at her, and across the table sat two men drunk. One of them, it was someone that, with a big old army overcoat on, with a gray scarf wrapped around his neck, and the whiskers all over his face, belching and go on. And they excuse themselves from her. And they walk like this to the restroom. And I stood there. And I said, God, why don't you destroy the whole thing? Why don't you just sink it beneath the earth? I said, is my little Sarah and Rebecca going to have it to grow up yonder? I mean, grow up under such stuff as that? I said, how can you, God, in your great holiness, ever start to look at such a thing like that and not send an earthquake and sink it? And as I was standing there condemning the woman, as I was, I stepped back behind the door. I felt the Spirit of God come on me. And I stepped behind the door. And I saw something whirling. And when it was in the vision, it was the world turning around and around. And as I noticed, around the world was a scarlet streak. And I said, go to the world. I saw myself just a little boy doing things I ought not to do. Maybe not like that, but it was sin. And every time I did anything, I saw that great black shadow go towards heaven, which God would have killed me at that minute. Then I saw something between me and God. Through that perfect sacrifice, I saw him standing there with the thorns on his hand, on his head, and the spit hanging on his face. And every time my sins will start towards God, you have reached out and catched it. Like the bumper on the car. He was protecting me from death. And every time I would do anything wrong, God would have killed me. Certainly, His holiness requires it. His law requires it. And every time I would do anything, or you do anything, the blood of Christ acts like a bumper. And I saw that scarlet streak meant that then, that the scarlet streak meant that the blood still holds the earth. Yeah, God bless you, my brother. Yeah. And as I stood looking, I got a little closer to him as I noticed him. And I could hear him say, Father, forgive me. He doesn't know what he is doing. And I looked down, and there laid a book. And there was a recording angel there. And standing by his side. And every time I sinned, it was put down on the book. And my name was on it. And I realized that blood streak would lift up, will be lifted up.
And I will have
to stand in the presence of God with my sinful life. But I saw by his mercy he was holding me off my judgment. Holding off my judgment. I went to him humbly. I knelt on my knees and I said, oh Jesus, thou Son of God, I am unworthy to come in your presence, but will you please forgive me for what I have done? He touched his side with his hand, took the old blood, the old book, and wrote pardon. Threw it back behind him. And my sins were gone. Then he looked me stand in the face. He said, now I have forgiven you. But you want to condemn her? Then I saw what it meant. As I come out of the vision, I walk over to her.
Said,
how do you do? She was drinking. She looked up at me. And she said, oh, hello. I said, could I sit down? She said, I have company. I said, I don't mean it that way. In that way.
Lady,
I just want to speak to you a minute. She said, be seated. And I said, lady, just a few minutes ago, standing yonder behind the door, I began to tell her. As I began to look, the tears begin to run down his cheeks, her cheeks. And I said, lady, you don't mean to do these things. Jesus died, and the judgments of God is head off by his blood. You don't mean to do this. And she said, no, sir.
She said,
my father was a deacon in church. I was raised in a Christian home. My husband and I were charter members. And lead a Christian life. She began to tell me after the death of the husband. She had two young girls. And she went astray. And now how the girls had left her. And she had thrown her life away. And she thought there was no more hope for her. But I said, God be merciful. Those who he has forgiven, he has called. She said, are you Reverend Bram from down there? I said, I am. She said, I'm ashamed of myself for me sitting here like this. Do you think there will be a chance for me? I said, Jesus has his arm stretched out, waiting for you to come, lady. And other people began to take up. And I said, will you walk out here on this floor with me? She said, I will, sir. I took her by the hand. I said, you are about the age of my mother. Will you kneel here with me on the floor? And there on the floor, we broke up the place that afternoon to an old-fashioned meeting. And God saved that woman by his grace. She dressed herself and came to the meeting. And as far as I know, living a Christian life tonight. What is it? Oh, God requires perfection. It requires your repentance. It requires your loyalty to him. But he's looking tonight. No matter how much you've sinned, take note now, how little or how much you are still a sinner, And cannot get in no other way but by Jesus Christ. God is all sufficient. God's all sufficient sacrifice. Amen. That is Christ Jesus. That sacrifice, that blood that He shed for you and me on the cross of Calvary. And in Him you are perfected forever. Think of it. It is not nothing you do. It is not new pages you turn. It is not a new life you start. It's a confession of your wrong and God's grace to you. That brings you to perfection. And then you are perfected. Affected in Jesus Christ. So tonight, friend, while we are here at this great crucial moment now, when decisions must be made after hearing this story, you might have never had it before, but you can't go out one of those doors. The same person you come in, you must go out better or worse. So while we bow our heads, just a moment, I want you to think mightily about it. What about your soul this afternoon? Jesus Christ died for you. You say, Brother Abraham, when I can get quit smoking, nigbati, when I can quit drinking, when I can straighten this thing up, then I will come to Christ. Oh, it will never be. It can never be done right like that. You will never be able to do it. Why don't you just come this way you are? Why not come the way you are? Is there anyone here this afternoon? As we bow our heads, why not come the way you are? There is power in the blood. Don't take a substitute, brother. Don't take a substitute, sister. Jesus paid it all. To Him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. There's a soul at the altar. Right now.
Bye.
Won't you hear this warning?
She won't know the bye.
Mercy is pleading this hour.
I know, okay,
won't you hear this calling? Don't let this hour pass you by. There is power in the blood of Jesus. To cleanse,
lati follow.
To make whole,
lati so di mimo.
To divorce him completely,
lati ko ise sile patapata.
Out of your life,
kuro ninu aye re.
Don't let this hour pass you by.
The
little boy at the altar.
Omo odokekere ni bi pepe yi.
And the sister here at the altar.
Ati arabirin ni bi pepe.
Out of the whole congregation.
Ninu gbogbo ijo eniyan yi.
God bless you for your patience with me this afternoon.
Ki Olorun sure fun yin pelu suru yin pelu mi ni osan yi.
You have heard.
ẹ̀tì gbọ́.
Does it mean anything to you?
Ṣó túmọ̀ ohunkóhun? Ṣó ní ìtumọ̀ kankan sí ọbí?
What Christ did?
Ohun tí Kristi ṣe.
At Calvary.
Ní Calvary.
God bless you.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín.
You have not come to man.
Ẹ ò wá sọ́dọ̀ ènìyàn.
It is God bringing conviction for your heart.
Ọlọ́run ló mú ìdálẹ́bi wá sí ọkàn rẹ.
Yes, God bless you, sister.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín, arábìnrin.
God bless you, young man.
Kí Ọlọ́run bùkún fún arákùnrin.
Will you turn him down this hour?
Ǹjẹ́ ó kọ sílẹ̀ ní ọ̀sán yìí, ní wákàtí yìí?
Oh, that prayer said, don't turn him away. Don't turn him away.
Ma kọ sílẹ̀ o.
He's pleading.
Ó pè ọ.
I don't know much more about the remaining words of that song. But don't turn him away.
Nínú ọ̀rọ̀ orin yẹn.
Don't turn him away.
Má kọ sílẹ̀. Má kọ sílẹ̀.
It will be terrible on that day.
Yóò jẹ ohun tó burú ní ọjọ́ náà.
But before it is too late.
Mo kọ́ tó pẹ́ jù báyìí.
Picture yourself before Calvary.
Fi ara rẹ sínú àwòrán Calvary.
Settle it with Christ.
Yanjú ọ̀rọ̀ yìí pẹ̀lú
Jesus. Your Savior.
Olùgbàlà rẹ.
Your kinsman redeemer.
Ìbátan olùràpadà rẹ.
Lord, I am no more going back.
Olúwa, èmi ò padà sẹ́yìn mọ́.
Help me.
Ràn mí lọ́wọ́.
He will.
Yóò ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
I am helpless.
Mi ò lè ràn mí lọ́wọ́.
Meet the need of my heart this hour, Lord.
Báyìí ni ọkàn mi pàdé ní wákàtí yìí, Olúwa.
Yes. I let the peace of God settle in my heart.
Jẹ́ kí àlàáfíà Ọlọ́run. Kó mú ọkàn mi, kó fún ọkàn mi ní ìsinmi.
Oh yes, oh yes. At the end of today.
Lẹ́yìn òní yìí.
People that have been having their 40 days fast and things.
Àwọn tó ti ní àwọn.
You find them in beer parlor after.
Ẹ tún bá wọn nílé ọtí.
On Sunday morning, they will go to Galilee to meet Jesus.
Ní òwúrọ̀ ọjọ́ Àìkú, wọ́n lọ sí Galilee láti bá Jésù pàdé.
Jesus is not in any Galilee.
Jésù ò sí ní Galilee kankan o.
Oh, won't you want this life of Christ, God? This eternal life, this Zoe.
Ṣé o fẹ́ iye Jésù?
To come into your soul.
O fẹ́ kí iye Ọlọ́run iye Jésù kó wá sínú ọkàn rẹ ni?
Prophet said, you may say, I've had this one time or the other.
Yes,
Prophet said, one day you are going to hear it for the last time. Don't let it be too late.
O le ma so na kan re pe mo tin gbo ni gbogbo gba. Woli ni ojo kan o gbo fun igba to keyin. Ma je ko pe ju.
I want us to sing as Robert sang in this psalm here.
Mo fẹ́ ká kọ orin yìí bí wòlíì ti ṣe kọ́ nínú ìwàásù yìí.
Let's sing from the depth of our heart.
Láti inú ọkàn wa o.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunged in the flood, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all. This is a solemn hour, brothers and sisters. Jesus, is there any habit in your life? I'm
sinners plunged beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. He rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, my brother, my sister. In his day, and there may I go by as he wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. Wash all Lord, remember me when you get to your Father's kingdom. Oh, and there may I go by as he wash all my sins away. Thy Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose. He's still losing from the guilt of sin and shame. Some church of God be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin. Jesus, I bring these penitent souls before your throne of mercy this hour. Thou art God who knows the need in their heart. Lord, thou brought them from their seat to come to the altar, kneeling down as penitent sinners. Thou art God, and you ever remain the same. Oh God, just like that old woman, her brother was condemned in his heart, but grace came down and gloriously saved that woman that day. You are still God. Have mercy upon this soul, so Lord. Be gracious unto them, Father. May they find grace and mercy for pardon as they kneel at this altar, even the altar of Calvary, in the name of Jesus Christ. May whatever be in their life, O Lord our God, be completely removed, O Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. O God, may they go back to their seat, justified, sanctified. May you fill them, O Lord, with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let it be, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. As we leave this place this afternoon, Lord, not even your presence, may we meditate upon these things, O Lord. Thank you for the blood that was shed for us on the cross of Calvary. Glory be to your name. Every soul that are here, we thank you very much. We bless your name. We worship you. We adore you. Oh, Father God, on that day, may this message not stand against anyone, Lord.
Amen.
Even this little boy, Heavenly Father, who does not know his right from left, may you touch his heart, O Lord. Receive him to your kingdom, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Gracious Father, may you save his soul, O Lord.
Amen.
Make him a testimony.
Amen.
Before his parents. Amen. Make him a testimony. Before the church.
Amen.
Make him a testimony. Before the public. Make him a testimony. In this evil age, O Lord, let him be Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are others that are there on their seat. May you touch their heart, O Lord.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
We worship you.
Yes.
Prepare us for tomorrow's service. Lord, you are God.
Yes.
I don't know what the pastor for Bakatari had for the people over there in his absence, O Lord. That the people are not here this day. Help them, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Be merciful, O Lord.
Amen.
Walk up every individual, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Thank you.
Bless our pastor. Bless the service over there in Kaduna. Bless the service over there, O Lord, in Benin.
Amen.
Bless the service over there, O Lord, in Esapele.
Amen.
Use your servants in a wonderful way. Yea, Father God in heaven, it's a wonderful opportunity for the brethren in Esapele, O Lord. They tested the gift of God in our pastor just last week, O Lord, our God. They are now testing, O Lord, the gift of God, O Lord, in our associate pastor, Brother Sam. God, walk upon those brethren, Lord.
Amen.
Every brethren over there in Benin.
Yes.
Use the gift of God in our brother. And there will be a lot to be a blessing to your people. Father, we thank you. For those who have traveled for the burial of our sister, Olayemi Ogu's mother, may you be with them, O Lord.
Amen.
The others who are traveling tomorrow, may your grace be with them.
Amen.
Those who are here, who are not here today, bring them tomorrow, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, our master.
You.
May no evil befall any of us, O Lord. Take us to our home safely, Lord. Through public transport, non-private vehicles, O Lord. Thank you, our master.
You.
May we meditate upon these things, O Lord. To God Almighty be glory and honor.
Yes.
Remember us, O Lord, at your coming. May none of us be found wanting.
Amen.
Help us, Father.
Yes.
Bless your servant, O Lord, as we prepare for tomorrow's service. Glory be to your name.
Amen.
Thank you for the interpreters. May your grace come to be with them.
Amen.
Strengthen my dear brother here.
Amen.
Perfect order concerning him, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for our officers. Thank you for just everybody here to this day. Thank you for the workers. Bless them and reward them abundantly.
Amen.
We worship you. We adore your name. Bless the saints, O Lord, in their various gatherings, morning, evening, in their various local assemblies, all over the country, other nations, O Lord. Thank you. Bring us in our numbers tomorrow with more expectations, Lord, with more blessings. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Will the congregation say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Oh. God bless you, Brother Shimolowo. We have visitors in our midst, in this service. Brother Shimolowo. Yeah, we don't need to ask him to stand up again. He was here 2 Sundays ago. Brother Ebenezer, Oladibeji. You're welcome. Well, everybody knows Brother Ebenezer, Oladibeji. And Mrs. Oni, please. Ma, will you please rise up on your feet?
Mrs.
Want to recognize your presence, Mrs. Soni. God bless you, ma. You are welcome. God bless you. I believe that Almighty God has ministered to your need from the sermon this afternoon, from this day. God bless you, ma. Sit down, ma. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our next gathering is going to be tomorrow morning.
Praise the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think it is 3. Let me see. Is it 364? He paid the debt. Let me see. Oh, yes. 364. Let's sing this as I close in. The presence of the Almighty God is love. Abide with us. Let's keep on remembering our pastor. Brother Sam Fabreson. Brother Joshua Adeomi. In our prayers, pray for ourselves. God bless you.
Oh,
if
they
are dead, if they don't know, I go and I go.
Jesus, you.
I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins away. I know.
One day he's coming back for me to live with him. Won't it be glorious to see him on that day? And then we'll sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All the long Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt at Calvary, my soul has set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All the long Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glorious to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Day. All the long Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All the long Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay.